Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Redding. Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott this morning. This is Free Fire Radio. It is 7:05 in the morning. I'm happy to be here. It's a great morning. I got some showers outside. I'm here with Katrina from Haven Humane. We have Amira with us, who we're going to talk a little bit more about Amira in just a minute. First, I want to go over the weather. Beautiful, beautiful day. I love weather that's like, I feel like I'm on the coast, right? Especially when it gets closer to summer, I start to appreciate it more. But today, we just have a chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2. Got a cloudy with a high near 59, south wind 7 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a low around 49, west-southwest wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half and a half inch possible. This weekend, showers all weekend. It will be, what is it, Mike Kruger's, oh, it'll be unsettled most of the weekend, which means a nice cool weekend for all of those. For all of you who've been cooped up all winter and you want to go out and run or golf or walk the dog or whatever, should be nice and cool. I really, really appreciate that. So I'm here with Haven Humane. Katrina's here with me today. She comes in every Friday. How are you, Katrina?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You do these rounds so well.
Oh, thank you.
You really do. How many appearances do you have?
Oh, I have 4 total.
4. And just do that on Friday?
Yeah, just every Friday.
That's cool. Do you have an agent?
I guess the dog, maybe?
Yeah, the dog's your agent, yeah. That's very cool, yeah. So today you have Amira with us.
I do.
And what kind of dog is Amira?
So we think she's like a hound mix. She might have some lab in there, too. You never know. You know, when they come in as a stray, we never know exactly what breed they are. So it's kind of our best guess. But we think she's about 4 years old, and she is gorgeous. She is, like, all chocolate, and then her little feet are, like, cream-colored with some spots on there. So very interesting looking, and she's very medium-sized. She's about 50 pounds, so she's not a very large dog by any means. Definitely a very medium-sized girl, and she is fantastic. She just loves everyone she meets.
Yeah, I could tell that as soon as she walked in. Yeah, she is kind of an interesting looking dog. She is all chocolate with just a little bit of coloring on her. And yeah, those paws are pretty neat looking.
They are. It's very interesting for sure. And yeah, she's loved everyone. She's met children, she's met adults, she's done great with everyone, and she's also done really good with other dogs that she's met as well. So I think she would do really well in any type of family. I think she would like to have some kids to run around with, but of course I think she would do great with a single person as well.
How about cats? Do you think she does well with cats, or do you guys have a test for that?
We don't have any cat testing, unfortunately. So with that, we always just recommend to go really slow with introducing your new dog to your cats. Even if it is a dog that has had a good history with cats, it's always better to err on the side of caution with that and to just, you know, introduce them very slowly.
That's kind of like a deal breaker in my house is the cats, because, you know, we have 3 cats, and at least we won't let a dog chase the cats around. That's just how it is, right? They're
little
people to her, so she's not, you know, she's not buying that at all. Our dog, Carl, that we lost a few years back, he was great with cats. And it was just lucky.
Yeah.
And actually, when we picked him up, we probably picked him up in 2010, maybe, or 9. Oh, maybe it was 7. Yeah. So anyway, it was a long time ago. And you always wonder about the history of your pet
right. When
you pick them up at Haven, right? Because you go, they're shelter dogs or rescue dogs. You go pick them up and you wonder, because Carl was so well behaved. Someone had really taken the time with him to teach him, you know, how to sit. And he was already housebroken. He never had an accident in the house during his entire life.
Impressive.
He never chewed anything. Right.
I mean,
he was just an amazing, like, 1-year-old dog. And so we always wonder how he ended up at Haven, because he was like, someone had taken the time with him to teach him things. And of course, he lived a very long, good life. He had small issues. He hated the car.
Some of them do, you know, and it's so true. We kind of run into that a lot, too, where we have so many dogs where we're just like, how is this dog here? Because we get, like you said, kind of like your dog, where sometimes we'll get dogs in that you can tell have been loved, have been trained to some degree. It really just makes you wonder, you know, how these dogs end up here.
Life is so random, you know.
It really is.
Do you have people just come down and drop them off?
Sometimes, well, because people can bring in, you know, strays that they find. And whatnot. And we do occasionally take in, like, you know, owner surrender dogs when we can. So we kind of get them in like a variety of ways, but it's usually either our like animal officers picking them up or, members of the community, finding them and bringing them to us.
So, actually owner surrender is probably the best, outcome for most of these animals, right? I mean, if an owner can't take care of them, what else are they going to do with them?
Yeah, for that, it's kind of dependent on when we have space to take them in for owner surrenders. So that one's, like, a little tough sometimes. We do offer a lot of resources for how to rehome your animal, like, on your own, just because we typically are, like, very, like, full in our kennels to where we very rarely can take in owner surrenders on a regular basis.
Oh, really? So you guys run pretty much 80-90% all the time?
Oh, yeah. We're very full.
Animal control drops them off, huh? So Shasta County, that's a function of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah.
And they come and drop it off?
That's yep.
That's cool. I think that's probably what happened with Carl. You know, he didn't like what he didn't like. He was very particular.
Yeah.
But he was very well trained, and he loved everybody and got along with people well. And it was just amazing that that you can rescue an animal out of the shelter that's an adult dog, right? That is
right.
That well cared for. But we were happy and thankful for him. And every time I see you and we talk, I think, I'm going to get back down there. In fact, after the show today, I may go back down and, you know.
Well, now would be the time, actually, because right now until the 15th, we're actually doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter event. So that means there are no adoption fees right now.
What's it called?
It's through Bissell Pet Foundation. They do it a few times a year at select shelters, but it's called Empty the Shelter. So pretty much all adoption fees are sponsored by the Bissell Pet Foundation right now.
We should have led with that message, Katrina. That should have been what we decided to do. Excellent. So they can come down. They can do a little test in the room, right, which I enjoyed, and really take a pet out for no fees. Well, normally this is like $80, right, or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So all you have to pay is if you live within Shasta County, maybe a dog license, but that is like at most $15. So
okay. Definitely
a good deal, and you're getting them, you know, spayed and neutered, up to date on all their shots, all the good stuff.
Do all pets that you, and I don't know, so forgive me, but all when they come into the shelter, is it mandate that you spay or neuter them?
Yes.
And before you let them go?
Yes.
So there's no animal that comes in, it turns around, it goes out, that's not spayed or neutered?
That's right.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I always wondered about it, though.
Definitely helps.
Oh, yeah. So, and of course, we pay for that when we adopt the animal. I thought, but it wasn't very expensive, like $40 for that piece of it or something, right?
Pretty much, yeah. We do take care of all of the vetting. And I know a while back we had higher adoption fees, like a few years ago, and we did lower them just to make it a little bit more reasonable for people as well. So we do take care of all the vetting with that. So that is what your adoption fee is paying for.
Oh, I know that every dime at Haven Humane is well spent. I have no problems with giving money to Haven Humane.
Well,
in fact,
you.
I think we do it every month. As a matter of fact, I think my wife has a little ongoing thing with Haven Humane, you know, because she loves the cats. And she's involved with the rehoming piece with cats.
Okay.
Yeah, she does a lot of cat rehoming. And we got a car fire cat still living with us, fostered, but now it's ours, obviously. You know,
nope. After a certain amount of time.
Yeah, after it just becomes yours. So we got a car fire cat and two native cats that live in our house. I love your organization. I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't like Haven Humane. So I want to thank you for what you do every day, for, aww, you know, for your station in life and doing something for these pets.
Well, thank you for supporting us.
Of course. And being a face in the community for these guys and girls, these Amiras of the plant that need to. Now, answer me this before we go. How many dogs can you take there? Do you know?
How many we can hold?
Yeah, how many can you hold? Yeah.
Let me think. So we have about probably 120.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that we can hold at our facility at once.
Well, let's see if we can cut that in half in the next week or so. How long is that program going from Bithell?
So it's actually going until the 15th. So rest of this week, rest of next week. Definitely give us a call, 530-241-1653 if you want to schedule any adoption appointments. And you can also always call us if you have any more questions or anything about the event.
Perfect. And can you just walk in and browse, or do you have to have an appointment?
You can definitely walk in and browse. And most of the time we can't accommodate you with visiting somebody if you're a walk-in. It's just if, you know, we're booked up with appointments, then you're probably going to have to wait a little while.
I totally get it. All right. Well, listen, Katrina, sure great having you here today.
Yeah, nice to see you.
We're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, today is Doug LaMalfa Day, so Doug will be here at 8 o'clock. He'll call in at 8 o'clock, and we'll have our talk with him. Free Fire Radio, good morning. It's Friday.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meets.
Oh yeah, welcome back, Reading Free Fire Radio here, Ted Leidy. Good bump music there, Christina. Christina's our new producer from Ukraine. And good morning.
Very good morning, everybody.
And we're getting to know each other here. Liam normally produces for me, but Christina and I have been getting together and doing this for 2 days now and really having a good time. And she selects pretty good bump music. Listen, I wanted to remind everybody at the Shasta Marines and Friends Luncheon, you can join the Shasta Marines and Friends Luncheon at Country Waffles on 2300 Athens Avenue in Reading, first Friday of every month at 11:30. So this is open to all services, all ranks and rates, of course, are invited. Shasta Marines and Friends is probably where you stay connected to the Shasta Marines birthday, a Marine Corps birthday dinner that they have every year in November. And so this is probably where they go and sit down and plan and strategize and meet each other and shake hands. And so if you're interested at all, you can contact Rich Marchand for more information, 530-524-5681, or email MarchAndre, MarchAndre, MarchAndre at AOL.com. All right, so it is Friday. It is Cinco de Mayo. We've got some things to talk about this morning that I'm interested in. And I want someone to call in and give me some, give me some background on a couple of things. But first, let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. Interesting holiday, if that's what you want to call it for sure. Just a good reason for midweek drinking most of the time. And if you look at the, history of the holiday, it is kind of just really about, Mexican culture and, celebrating, being a community, being a diverse community, because really Cinco de Mayo, also called the anniversary of the Battle of Puebla, holiday is celebrated in parts of Mexico and the United States in honor of a military victory in 1862 over the French forces of Napoleon III. When in 1861 Mexico declared a temporary moratorium on the repayment of foreign debts, English, Spanish, and French troops invaded the country. By April 1862, the English and Spanish had withdrawn, but the French, with the support of wealthy landowners, remained in an attempt to establish a monarchy under Maximilian of Austria and to curb U.S. power in North America. On May 5th, 1862, a poorly equipped mestizo and Zapotec force under the command of General Ignacio Zaragoza defeated French troops at the Battle of Puebla, southeast of Mexico City. About 1,000 French troops were killed. Although the fighting continued, the French were not driven out for another 5 years. The victory at Puebla became a symbol of Mexican resistance to foreign domination. The city, which was later renamed Puebla de Zaragoza, is the site of a museum devoted to the battle, and the battlefield itself is maintained as a park. So, while the victory was impressive, future Mexican president Porfirio Diaz was especially credited for his role in the battle. The French returned with the reinforcements and eventually captured Puebla after an extended siege. The city was retaken by the Mexicans in April of 1867, but the original battle remained a potent symbol in Mexican consciousness. Cinco de Mayo, which means, of course, 5th of May, symbolized the country's determination to thwart foreign aggression, but its commemoration has taken different shapes over the years. The holiday's popularity increased dramatically after its celebration became associated with tequila and other varieties of the alcoholic beverage. So, most of you know that I was born in Los Angeles and moved up here as a young boy, but I did do my kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade down in the Los Angeles area. So I do remember Cinco de Mayo down there as like a big holiday, so it was a big celebration. I also remember we reenacted when I was in the second or third grade, the Battle of Puebla. We reenacted it. We had little fake swords that we made out of cardboard, and we had little fake horses that we rode around, and they put us on the playground out there by the basketball courts, and they had like some sort of a assembly, right? You remember those in school? And I do remember on the blacktop, on that fateful day, swinging a sword with a fake horse on me, with one of those cardboard horses I was in the middle of, and then dressed up like a Mexican and fighting the French. So that's a big deal down there. Not celebrated, of course, all over Mexico, just in that region. And, of course, here in America, we celebrate hard on Cinco de Mayo. We're Americans. We want a chance to celebrate. And, of course, the other big holiday of the month, Memorial Day, is coming up at the end of the month. And so we have two holidays, one that can be kind of somber, and then one where we can party all the time like Eddie Murphy's girlfriend. So Cinco de Mayo today. You can go to one of your favorite Mexican restaurants. I am sure they're having a celebration and specials, or maybe you're getting together with somebody at somebody's home. If that's the fact, please do not drink and drive. We know that there are designated drivers out there. Everybody has a friend that will come and get them, or we have a cab service. So be careful of drinking and driving. Obviously, I don't need to sit here and mother you. Secondly, if you have to work tomorrow, you might want to think about doing it in moderation. Oh, no. Well, if you got to work Saturday, tomorrow's Saturday, so it's a good day to have Cinco de Mayo, which is Friday, all right, our American holiday, where we celebrate Mexican culture and heritage and drink all of this tequila. All right, so here's what I need to learn about today. I just heard about it yesterday, and it, you know, shocked me. I just wanted to know. The Recall Kevin Cry, whatever it is, Recall Kevin Cry, Restore Trust and Good Judgment in Shasta County. So I was surprised at this because I thought we had finally kind of settled down and got a board that was working correctly, you know, with Patrick and the rest of them. And I was really happy about it, to be honest with you. And I thought Kevin Cry was a pretty good part of it. I live in his district. And so I was just interested in, you know, recalls are, you gotta do something pretty egregious to get recalled. I mean, when they recalled Modi, he had been there for a long time. You know, I didn't know him personally, so I wouldn't talk bad about him at all, but, I guess, you know, there were some things he had done that were questionable, so not gonna jump into that right now. But Kevin Cry's been seated for 4 months now, I think, unless I need to get on my Prevagen again, and because it's been longer, but I don't think so. But it seems that the Recall Kevin Cry movement, started right as soon as he got there. So, very interested in how this came about. If you are part of the movement, please call in, let me know. I personally, like Kevin Cry. I think he wants to do a good job. I think he has done a good job. I think he, at least, you know, from the outside, has stood up to the powers that be, you know, more than once. And maybe this is a punishment for being courageous. I don't know. But we'll find out. I've got a little blurb here on it. And I just really want to know, because I'm concerned about this. If we just get into this constant cycle of, you know, we don't like your recall, you shouldn't have won the election, let's recall them. I'm sure it's expensive for the county. I guarantee you that you're not going to raise enough money to pay for that recall, because that's pretty expensive. And I'm not really sure how the voting system, I mean, how the election expenses will be doled out, whether you have to pay for so much or the county has to pay for so much, how much it's going to cost overall, when you can recall, all of that. But I'm concerned about it, and I'm interested in it. So anybody who wants to school me on it, whether it's opinion or not, you can go ahead and do that. I'm fine with it. And then I am sure, seeing how Kevin Cry has a show here on this, right here in this studio, that we'll be hearing more about it, and I'll be talking about it more in the future, because I'm interested, and we just, you know, maybe substantiate or not, I just want to know where we're at on it. So, okay, good. Time for another break. I want to say good morning to my good friends at House of Realty. Of course, you know, Joyce is everybody's boss, but, you know, Robin, Bruce, and Cameron, and Linda, and Steven, and everybody else, Taylor, that runs House of Realty. One of Reading's oldest brokerages, founded in 1965. My real estate license does hang there and probably always will as long as they'll have me. As most of you know, I'm a realtor in name only. I don't really work that hard at it, but I enjoy it when I do it, along with all the other stuff that I've got going on. So, good morning to House of Realty. I would like to also say this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. If you're paying too much or missing Newsmax, call Doug, 530-241-3474. See why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. This requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Other restrictions may apply, but call Doug, 530-241-3474, and get your TV going with a local small business veteran owned. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Reading Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional Native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Reading Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. Carl and Linda, actually. They are on assignment somewhere, probably saving the world, doing something great if you know those two. They know the value of the press pass, I'll tell you that right now. Been a national finals rodeo, lots of concerts, all sorts of great stuff in the broadcasting business that that you get to do. If you have a press pass, I'm not sure that's what they're doing. But I would like to say good morning to Carl and Linda, and thank you for trusting me and or myself and Christina with the show this morning. We've got lots of great guests lined up, and very happy to have them in. So, our guest at 8:45, we're still kind of waiting on. We got like half a party here, right? And so, let's go over the weather real quick, and then maybe Amarjeet will be here. Yeah, 7:45. Perfect. Sorry. All right. Today, chance of showers. If you look outside, you know that's true. Thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 59. Ooh, 59. That is not very warm, is it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, oh yeah, sounds good to me. Saturday, chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Wow. Man, I mean, it's just not going to get warm. Then, of course, Sunday, same. Sunday night, 30% chance of showers. Monday, 30% chance of showers. Monday night, slight chance. Tuesday, mostly sunny. So if you're sun person, you're going to have to wait till Tuesday. Me, I love the weather. I love this unsettled weather. It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite to teach guns in on the gun range. It's my favorite to do everything I do outside. I like to hunt in it. I like to run in it. I like to bike in it. I like to do all the different stuff that I like to do in this kind of weather. I lived in Eugene, Oregon for 4 years during my Army career, and I just absolutely love the weather. Everybody told me, oh, you need to get out of that Eugene assignment. The weather's so bad. I thought, no, man. Oh, the hippies. The hippies are everywhere in Eugene. I thought, you know what? I love hippies. Hippies are cool. They're, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a retired Army Command Sergeant Major, so I don't really, you know a lot of hippies per se, although you could say my family from Cottonwood is a bunch of hippies, but hippies are cool people, man. Hippies don't want to hurt anything. They just want to live their life the way they want to live their life, and, you know, I can tell the difference between a hippie and just plain old outlaw criminals, right? Hippies are, you know, more granola eating, loving everybody. First time I ever saw someone smoke out of a bong, get high out of a bong was in Eugene, Oregon on a street corner. I never thought I'd ever see that in public. That was clear back in the 90s, right? And here I am driving down the road. Me and my wife were getting ready to settle. And there was a person smoking marijuana right there on the street. Now, no big deal. Then, horribly taboo, right? I mean, prohibited, illegal. Come on. I like to tell people that they did make some sort of chemical bomb and put it on my door because I was in recruiting, right? So, that happened. But it was on a Sunday and they didn't want to hurt anybody. They just wanted to make a statement. They went, they made it at the University of Oregon, right? My office was right there, in some sort of chemical lab, right? And then walked across like the quad and lit it up. Interesting that happened back then. So anyway, great weather. I love the weather. Get out and do something great in it. The heat is coming. The heat is coming. All right, we've got some reluctant radio volunteers with me today. You guys pull those microphones in right there and talk in that microphone just like I do, about 1 inch off of it. There you go. I have a couple of community volunteers here. I have Lee Macy. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
And I have Don Yost.
Good morning.
Good morning, you two. And you guys are with the Seek Center. Now, you came in, our actual schedule time was 8:45, but I have a way of pulling everybody in here, just getting them to talk, right? I didn't know that much about it, so I looked at you and I said, well, are you guys Sikhs? And you said, no, we're just community volunteers, and, we are helping the Sikh Center put on this Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, which of course, I'm into all the way. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So I'm glad you guys are here. We're also waiting for Amarjeet Singh, the project director, to come in. But while he's here, we'll just visit and, cause I'm interested and I'll bet he can give us a background on the Vaisakhi Festival, you know, in a pretty detailed manner. And I'm interested in that. Right. But I'm also interested in you too. So, Lee, are you from the area?
Well, we moved here in 1972.
Oh, I'd call it from the area.
So we lived in French Gulch for about 10 years as newcomers the whole time and have been in Reading since.
Oh, okay. French Gulch, wow. French Gulch is such a trip, man. I mean, I love going up there. I'm always afraid. Every time I go up there, one of them cool old businesses have shut down or getting ready to shut down. And it is such a bummer because if you marketed that correctly... I mean, I have a Harley and I ride it all over the place, right? And I go to a lot of those little towns like French Gulch and they are standing room only from say the middle of May to the middle of October during the tourism season, right? I mean, people love to get away to those little places. One little street, old bars on both sides, right? They got the walkways that are made out of wood and all that. But every time I go up there, it just seems like it's a little bit more like closer to falling off the cliff into not even being in existence, right? Do you guys ever go out there any longer?
Oh, we haven't been there in a long time. Our big deal in French Gulch was the first year we moved there, the pipes all froze, and we got hired as plumbers to fix
this. This is at the hotel.
Sure, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the famous French Gulch Hotel across the street there from the famous French Gulch Bar, right?
Right.
The bar that came around the tip of South America.
The one in the hotel.
That's right. The one in the hotel came around the tip of South America. That's right. So that kind of stuff is so, it just amazes me that I can't get standing room only Harley riders and, you know, vacationers in that place enjoying what French Gulch offers. Because I love French Gulch. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a nice little place. We enjoyed living there.
Yeah.
But things have changed quite a bit. When we were there, there were some little shops. There was a leather worker. There was a person that did pottery. You know, it was people would come out. They would have they would eat at the hotel, and then they'd wander down the street and just sightsee, and it was really cool.
Yeah, but that's what I kind of thought I would see when I went out there, you know. And of course that's what I do. There's a lot of that going on, you know, but yeah, I love French Gulch and I think we could do just so much more with it than we do, you know, with it. And I don't know what holds it back. Maybe it's the fires, you know. I mean, there's always a fire out there, right?
Well, yeah, it slowed down even, I don't know, even in the 10 years we were there, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, yeah, and I've seen that too. I've seen that too. The bar, the hangout in the bar across the street from the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff on the walls. It's just so interesting, you know. The idea that thing has been there since the 1800s. And they've got a lot of, like, museum pieces in there from the 1800s.
Yeah, ledgers, and you find out what people paid to buy a bale of something or a bucket of something. Or,
oh, sure.
And
yeah.
The drinks, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back with Amarjit Singh when we come back after the break, and we're going to talk about the Vaisakhi Festival and the Day of Nonviolence, which I am really, really interested in. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Creek Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Brothers. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew. Redding, California.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Sky, and everything looks good tonight.
Right on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Great, got some great guests this morning that it was kind of a surprise. Of course, there's a lot of surprise in the studio when it happens, and they were a little reluctant to come in early, but I went out and talked them into it, and I sure am glad that Macy and Don came in a little early and kind of told me a little bit about their story. They totally enjoyed it. So our guest this morning is Amarjeet Singh. Amarjeet is from the Sikh Center in Anderson. We are going to be talking about the Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, but we're going to talk about that and then we'll come back around to it. But what I want to talk about right now is the role of the Sikh in our community in Anderson, where it is, and talk about where that center is, where we're going to have that festival, and then kind of illuminate who the Sikh are and what they do in our community and how long you've been here and all that. I'm very, very interested in Amarjeet, so welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Free Fire listeners, and I'm proud to be here today to represent the Sikh community and the Vaisakhi Festival and Day for Nonviolence. So this is going to be the 15th festival, along with the community support from various sections of the community. And for the last 15 years, but we couldn't meet in the last 2 years because of the pandemic. And we are back now.
Oh, yeah. Exciting to be back after the pandemic, isn't it? So we are going to we're going to have an interruption because we got to call in 1 minute. Somebody I think it's our market update. So as soon as Christina lets me know, we'll let them come in and do their thing, and then we will continue on. So the Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is it's a 14th annual Vaisakhi Festival, Saturday, May 6th, tomorrow morning.
That's right.
10:30 to 2.
That's right, yes.
And the Vaisakhi celebration is important to the Sikh community and has become an important culture event in Shasta County. Vaisakhi celebrates the founding of the Sikh religion as well as the joy and hard work of the annual harvest. This special occasion offers the opportunity for the people of the Sikh community to share their traditions and for people in the wider community to learn.
That's right. It's more like a fun and educational.
Oh, yeah. That is so... I didn't even know it was going on, so I'm really excited about it. Free space for booths and vendors. Punjabi food, which is free.
Always, yes.
Open to the public. Macy and Don were telling me and did tell me that you guys eat pretty well, huh? You guys feed everybody pretty well.
Actually, what I say is it's by the community for the community.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, tell me a little bit about Punjabi food. Because Punjabi, I just learned, or Punjab, is a region in northern India, right?
Punjab is a state in north part of India, and people live in Punjab, speaks a language known as Punjabi, which is widely, you know, spoken in the United States as well. Now it's recognized in some of the states as a school stream also. So, yeah, so people, natively Sikh population and the Sikh community is natively from Punjab state.
And what is the food? What do you guys eat most?
There's millions of recipes, you know, and I mean, it goes the winter and the summer food also differentiate. Like in winters, we have spinach and cornbread, you know, chapatis that goes along with the butter, you know, delicious. So, and also in the normal routine, like we have lentils, we have every other kind of vegetarian food which is served at the Sikh Center.
Okay, good. You know, staples of different social sects or societies always interest me, right? Like our staple is, you know, we eat a lot of red meat.
Right.
Well, one of the things about the Sikhs that Sikhs aren't necessarily vegetarian. If they take Khalsa, and which is another step up, then they generally become vegetarian. But the food that they produce and give to whoever shows up is vegetarian, so that it will, whatever kind of dietary concern, whether people eat meat or not, is irrelevant. It shows the equality of appreciation of people.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Everyone can eat anything that Sikhs serve. And it's always good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounded good. It sounded good. So it is a mystery to people, and it's one of the things that I really wanted to kind of clear up, and it's kind of what the value of the Vaisakhi Festival is we drive by the Sikh Center there in Anderson, and we don't know anything about it, right? We all look at it, and it looks a little bit, not scary, but foreign, right? And people don't really understand what you guys have got going, you know, what the role in the community is for the Sikh Center. So give me a little rundown on that.
Yeah, Sikh Center, actually, we established in 2007 with the community support from various parts of the California and then Shasta County, you know. So after 2007, we have lots of outreach, outreach programs in the community. Like I visit so many schools and churches on a regular basis, to promote the Sikh identity and to make the people understand that Sikhs are not the part of any other religion or culture of the world. Right, so I actually after 9/11, Sikh identity was misunderstood.
Absolutely,
and that's what we are educating about, and it's not just about education; it's bringing the bonds of love together in Shasta County, where communities can live and survive, you know, in this peaceful county.
Absolutely, the right message, right? Timely in our in this time and community, and room for everybody. And I think that that learning about the Sikhs, you know, I'm a gun instructor, and I have had many Sikhs in my classes.
Right.
okay. So yeah, and I'm not going to say they're not great shots at first, but I've seen some that have learned to become really good shots. Right. But you know, the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution doesn't say one thing about being a good shot. So you know, you don't have to be a good shot to like the firearm. So. So how many Sikhs worship at the center?
We have about, in Shasta County and the neighboring counties, for example, the Glen County Sikhs and Trinity and Siskiyou and Tehama County Sikhs also visit the Sikh center because there isn't any other Sikh center in those counties.
So they visit the one in Anderson?
That's right, yes. They come to the Sikh center on off Deschutes Road, and this is how we collaboratively meet on every Sunday as a service, which is 10 to 1 o'clock. And offered by the free meal after the service, you know, open to the public.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can go to the Sikh Center on Sunday. What time?
10 to 2.
That is fantastic. Everybody gets to come. Everybody gets to learn something, get a meal out of it, and learn about the Sikhs, about the Sikh religion. That's very, very interesting. So let's talk a little bit more about this Day for Nonviolence. It's tomorrow morning. You guys are going to have workshops and live demonstration. You're going to have a Sikh history timeline.
That's right. Yes. So that goes back from the origin of the, you know, the Sikh culture, and that tells more about how the, you know, community and how the migration starts.
Right.
So Sikhs migrate to actually United States. It's over 100 years now. And in Stockton, we have the first ever Sikh temple over there in Stockton, which was built 100 years ago. When first time the Sikhs migrated to the United States.
Okay, very interesting. And so the Sikh temple is obviously different than the Sikh center. Sikh temple is an actual a place of worship for you, but at a higher level.
Actually, Sikh temple is just name given to formalize the structure, but otherwise temple and Sikh center are the same.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you actually have a temple also.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
I've obviously seen it. So free kids activities, Sikh martial arts. Did not know that, that you guys had your own martial arts, and that's outstanding.
And it is amazing.
Really?
Oh my goodness. People have, Neil, put a coconut on their head, and there'll be somebody that's blindfolded, and they get a baseball bat.
That's right. Yeah.
And they
crack it. Yeah.
They crack the coconut right there on the person's head.
And don't
head.
Hurt the person at all. The blindfolded person is given some instructions by a person in terms of how many steps to each of these people that has the coconut. How many of them are four or six?
Yeah, it depends, you know, how widely they are spread in four or six people, you know. It's just kind of a demonstration, and it's more like self-defense and more towards the bravery side of, you know, a human Sikh.
Right.
You know.
Right. Very, very interesting.
People can be talking like crazy before this starts, and then however many people are at Vaisakhi, once the martial arts start, it is silent. It's a little scary, yeah. I mean, it's testing the bravery of the people watching, even.
That is outstanding. All right, we've got a break for the news. I want to thank you very much for coming in today. The Vaisakhi Festival tomorrow at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Rain or shine,
we're going to do it.
Yes, we'll be there, and we have various dances and music from various cultures in Shasta County participating, you know, at one platform. And we have about 17 booths, stalls, people bringing in the resources for the community.
Perfect. 5400 Sikh Center Drive, Anderson, California, 96007. Guys, it was fantastic having you on. Good luck with the festival tomorrow, okay? We're going to take a break.
Thank you, Free Fire Team.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Parents get their kids the best education they can.
The money should follow the student. And so it doesn't matter where you come from, because we've been focusing on low-income families, as you should. I mean, the single moms who are able to get into better school for their kid is a big deal. But at the same time, we understood that this is something that should empower parents across the board.
DeSantis speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Concern over China buying up U.S. farmland, some of which is near sensitive military sites. Now there's a proposal to require federal approval for foreign interests to buy property within 100 miles of eight key military bases.
The proposal follows a Chinese firm's attempt to build a plant near the Grand Forks Air Base in North Dakota, which raised national security concerns. The new rule would affect Grand Forks and seven other bases, including three that are tied to the B-21 Raider, the nation's future stealth bomber. The Treasury Department's Office of Investment Security is set to propose the rule today. It would give expanded powers to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street flying high this morning. Right now, the Dow's up 446 points. The NASDAQ ahead, 206 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fruits of nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 85 years old, and I really wanted to get something to help supplement my diet because I have lost quite a bit of weight and don't eat properly sometimes. So I ordered Balance of Nature, and I love it. In just the short time that I've used this, it's made a big difference. I have a lot more energy, and I feel so much better. I was feeling so dragged out and tired, but now since I'm taking Balance of Nature, it's like I've got a new lease on life, and I'd like to go out with a bang, you know, doing what I enjoy the most.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751. As a special holiday offer, get $25 off plus free fiber and spice with your first preferred order of fruits and veggies. This offer can end at any time. Call or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHARLIE.
Central Japan has been shaken by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake.
Japan's broadcaster NHK has shown footage of homes in Ishikawa province shaking strongly. Residents in the affected areas have been urged to watch out for further tremors with similar strength. The country is marking Children's Day, which ends a public holiday week here. Many families in markets and shopping malls could be seen ducking down and seeking shelter. Japan's meteorological agency has said there was no threat of a tsunami, but that there could be changes in sea levels around coastal areas.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. The owner of Russia's Wagner Group military contractor threatens to pull his troops out of a protracted battle for a city in eastern Ukraine as early as next week. He's accusing Russia's military command of starving his forces of ammunition and rendering them unable to keep on fighting. News and analysis at townhall.com. A $68 million opioid settlement between West Virginia and supermarket chain Kroger.
The state has lost more lives to opioid overdoses per capita than any other. That brings West Virginia's total opioid litigation dollars up to more than $1 billion. Kroger was the last remaining defendant in a lawsuit involving Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, and Rite Aid. The state had been scheduled to go to trial with the pharmacy chain in June. The settlement with Kroger resolves the lawsuit that alleged the pharmacy chain failed to maintain effective controls as an opioid distributor in the state, contributing to oversupply. John Scott reported.
Bud Light's parent company planning to triple spending on marketing this summer. Anheuser-Busch will try to boost sales that plunged after the brand had partnered with a so-called transgender influencer. Anheuser-Busch claims that sales of the brand are starting to stabilize. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Spent the last half hour with my good friends, Don and Macy and Amarjeet. Amarjeet, have fun with your festival tomorrow, my friend. 10 o'clock, 5400 Sea Center Drive, okay? All right, see you guys later. We've got Susan on the line.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning. After a robust jobs report, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 469 points. At 33,597, the S&P 500 is positive 63 points at 4,124, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 208 points at 12,175. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Apple up $7.97, trading at $173.73, Tesla up $6.73 at $167.96, and Lyft down $2.24, trading at $8.45. Local bank stocks of interest, Columbia Bank up 86 cents, trading at $19.94 per share. Tri-County is up $1.76 at $31.02. Cornerstone Community Bank flat and trading at $26.50 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.441%. Moving on to commodities, gold is down $7 an ounce at 2015. Silver positive 68 cents at $25 an ounce. And crude oil is priced at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate you. You know, I don't really recall what year it was, probably about 10 or 15 years ago, when we became interested in the stock market, right? I didn't care when I was young. I was like, yeah, well, whatever. So they're taking money out of my pay every month and putting it somewhere I'm not sure. But now, we come to realize that the stock market is a symbol of our health. It goes up, and when it goes up, everybody feels good. When it goes down, you know, everybody's worried and doesn't feel good. So, I think it's becoming more and more of a thing, even for younger people. I know my son Carson, is a trader, and so he spends his days on a computer trying to make money. So our guest this morning is going to be Doug LaMalfa from, of course, everybody knows the first congressional district here, our voice in Washington. And Christina, when Doug comes on, let me know, okay?
Of course, I will.
Thank you very much. Let's talk a little bit. You know, nobody called me in about the recall of Kevin Cry, which I'm all the way interested in. Before Doug gets on, I want to do a couple of shout outs. One to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick, if you're listening, I know what kind of a great American you are. I appreciate you very much. He is an attorney here in town, deals with workman's comp claims mostly. You can call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, work injuries can be life-changing. Funny, but you get injured, you know, at work. That's where you spend most of your time. And Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, has always been an advocate for workers and healthy living. So give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168. And great. All right, Friday. Great plans this weekend. I'll be teaching all weekend, so I'm happy for the cool weather. Before we get Doug on the line, let's talk about a little bit of news, okay, from the KRCR website. Doug LaMalfa is part of this organization. Patrick's on the line. Patrick.
Hey, Ted. Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Digress, but I do have a quick gun question that you can answer. You know, we travel back and forth to Texas. Am I allowed to buy ammunition in another state and bring it to California?
No. But the letter of the law, the right answer is no, because we are residents of California. We have a California ID card. So the law states that we must buy it in state and go through their background check, right? And then pay the dollar to the state for the privilege of them looking at our background. So, it's kind of a bummer, and I'm not saying that other people don't do it, but the letter of the law states that you must buy all ammunition in the state of California if you're a resident, just like all firearms, right? You got to go through it. Yeah, you got to do that. So, that's the truthful and lawful answer. I don't like it.
That was interesting.
I don't like it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is until you and I tag team and run for election and do something about it, right?
Until then.
All right, brother man. Travel safe, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Nick.
Hey, you called wanting somebody to talk about the recall, and here I am.
All right, Nick. Let's hear it.
Hey, if Doug calls, I'll get off right away.
All right, Katrina, Christina, let me know when Doug calls, okay?
I came up with a couple of slogans about the recall. If you want to keep your decision-making, as far as our county goes, local, you need to vote no on the recall. The reason being is there's a bill that's gone through the assembly that is going to make it, if you want to vote to get rid of a vote counting machine, you have to have an alternative in place to start with. And the problem with that is they'll throw up roadblocks forever. You know, just like what's happening right now, this recall is based on hypothetical costs. They're saying Kevin Cry said he was going to be a fiscal conservative and that this recall is going to cost us from $3 to $4 million. And that is not the case. Those are all hypothetical costs. The first one was the $950,000 to purchase the machines for handicapped people. Well, that's a purchase, but they mislead you into thinking that's going to be a cost every year. We'll, in fact, own those machines, and over the year, the cost to us is going to be cheaper. For instance, if we have them for 10 years, that's $95,000 a year. And if you want Gavin Newsom and Sacramento making the decisions for our county, then you need to recall Kevin Cry, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Gavin Newsom will appoint his replacement.
Oh, yeah. So we definitely don't want to get into all that. So, Nick, listen, I want to thank you for always calling in and giving us your insight. I have got Doug LaMalfa on the other line. I need to get him going. But thank you for calling in and giving me some context on this thing that I just heard about yesterday. So I'll be seeing you soon, my friend. All right. We'll move over to Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Sir, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Ted Leidy here in place of Carl Bott. He's out on assignment today. Thank you for calling in and being a voice for us. Yeah, he's out on assignment. You know the deal.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
Well, I love seeing you at the SCI dinner the other night.
Yeah, nice time. Yes.
Yeah, you look like you'd that'd probably been about your fourth or fifth event for the day.
I got in late night the night before there, so it was I was at the far end of that. You should have seen the drive home.
Oh, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. So that's quite a few hours, about 2.5 hours home for you from Reading?
No, it's only 1.5.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You've been getting a lot of good press in the news lately about the airport rehab in Reading.
Oh, good. We've helped get some airport money lined up there from the various FAA grants and such. So, we want NorCal airports to have good access for folks, and you're getting more and more flights available, so you actually could, make Reading a destination without having to just use Sacramento or something like that. So it's good to see.
Over the years, we've seen companies come and go with flights. Some of them, that were really outstanding. I mean, from here to L.A., from here to Vegas, but mostly we have to connect through somewhere or drive to Sacramento, especially if we want to get decent prices. So hopefully this airport rehab will. I guess the runway's been there for quite a while, and they're going to have to take it out and refurb the entire thing. And we're going to be shut down for a couple weeks when they get ready to do it. So I look forward to.
Well, hopefully that's. I don't know all the details of the actual construction work, but hopefully it's just a. More of a surfacing, sometimes they got to grind it down in order to have a good surface and such.
Yeah.
But, and eventually I'd like to see where we could extend the runway in a heavy-duty way so we could fly more air tanker aircraft and such off of there. I actually witnessed George W. Bush Air Force One take off and land there some years ago, so We have the capability, but a little longer runway at either end would help. And if we could base these air tankers here, it would be a big advantage as far as having them hit fires in our direction more often and closer. The fires up north, not out of Sacramento at McClellan or something. So it'd be quicker turnaround time. It'd be good for business around here because you can get the revenue that comes with that happening here. So that's a down the stream goal we're looking at too.
Absolutely, and Shasta County, the northern counties, I feel like are really kind of the future of the state as we take in the refugees from the rest of the districts that are fleeing policies down there that are not good for communities that we come up here and.
Well, if you can get them to stop before they cross the state border to somewhere else,
Well, that's what we're trying to do, right? That's the goal.
Living's good up here, but it's still within the boundaries of the crazy state of California and their tax ideas and getting rid of gas stove ideas and making everybody be an electric car ideas. The exodus is massive. You have situations like San Francisco, for example, where you see. Large retailers are pulling out, I forget what store it is like, not Macy's, but somewhere on that order. A few days ago, they decided they're pulling their two largest stores out of San Francisco. And these are stores people used to travel down to go to.
Along with other retailers.
Yeah.
That's been going on for quite a while.
This hit and run ripping off that people can just get away with, and the retail workers just stand there and watch. And, if you go into Walmart, for crying out loud, almost all the merchandise is locked up. So this is loosey-goosey, criminal justice policy on prosecution, on keeping them in jail when you do finally convict them. And, no wonder we're getting what we're getting. And
absolutely.
And California is going to be a lot more subject to it than the other states. But other states eventually copy us, and the federal government tries to copy us with this Biden bunch in charge. And the Senate Democrats, they think we have great ideas coming out of here. So, there's no place to escape to if you lose the country, right?
Right. There is no place to escape to. And, what always surprises me and shocks me is, that these people are elected. We somebody elects them. So, it gets.
Gavin Newsom's been elected by about the same margin 3 in a row, including the recall.
Right.
So nobody's, they're not getting, they're not getting the wake-up call in other parts of the state, it looks to me. So,
I think they are Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Doug, listen, can you hang on for just a second? We'll go, we got to go to commercial break and then we'll come right back, okay?
Yep.
All right. Doug LaMalfa, serving California's 1st District, Free Fire Radio. We're going to be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott this morning. We are visiting, of course, with our congressman serving California's 1st District, Doug LaMalfa. If you're out and about ever in Shasta County, you have seen Doug at all our events. He's one of the most visible politicians I've ever seen. My wife, I left this morning, Doug, she said, "Who's your guest today?" I said, "Well, Doug LaMalfa's coming at 8. She goes, "Tell him I really appreciate the time that he spends supporting us at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Red Bluff." I said, "Okay, I'll tell him." So that's a thank you from her for the events you support down there, Doug. So thank you very much from my wife for that. So,
well, certainly. It's been a while since that
gotten one, but they're good folks there, and probably due for a visit, see what they're dealing with there. So,
well,
healthcare is a tough industry these days.
Oh boy, yeah, and you know, you think it. You know, with all the free money they were throwing around during the pandemic and, you know, after the pandemic and still in some instances, you know, the healthcare would be like getting the bulk of it. But from what I understand, it really was a drain on the healthcare system, the pandemic. I mean, it really, really hurt them.
Well, when they're required to keep space open for what if, you know, on people coming in, which, hey, I you know, to some extent I understand that. But then you remember the two large Navy hospital ships that were parked, one off New York and one off L.A., that you know, President Trump ordered to be there to be available for those large areas. And they didn't use a single bed on them. You know, so what kind of game is being played here with all that? And the hospital's saying, well, you got to leave a lot of space here. So people needing regular work, you know, regularly scheduled, important, whether it's surgeries or other things, like that had to be put off. The hospital has to make revenue, you know, like any other business, really. And so we're going to make that all up with borrowed money from taxpayers from this three-something trillion COVID relief relief fund there. You had the paycheck protection portion and just money everywhere, money for schools and this and that. It turns out a big bunch of it was completely unnecessary in a manipulation of the public because of the people who like to control things.
Yeah, speaking of controlling things, I know that Congress or the House and the executive branch are now fighting over the debt ceiling, and it's continuing to go on. It seems like it's going to go on and on and on. How do you see that thing ending?
Well, we have to get something done by, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, that the government actually could quit, you know, stop fighting pots of money to borrow out of, you know, cookie jars, coffee cans, all the other little pots. They call it extraordinary measures, is what it's labeled, when they move money around in order to keep things operating, that they have to pay out each week or each month, you know, they're required to. So, but, you know, it causes upheaval with those other funds as well. They might be taken out of, you know, who knows, airport construction, highway construction, or military or whatever. They say, well, here's a pot of money you don't need right now, so we'll borrow that in order to keep this train rolling with duct tape and baling wire for another couple weeks. So it all comes to a head, supposedly, she says, around June 1. So we're, you know, getting well into May here. And the House did its job and put out a document and sent it over to the Senate. You know, our Speaker McCarthy did a really great job with the rest of his leadership team and such to put something together that, you know, Republicans could live with. I mean, and the whole concept is bad news anyway, because we got to balance the budget, you know. And during my early years there, we had that number down pretty low. We were getting down in the $400 or $500 billion range. And, you know, I mean, as I say that tongue-in-cheek, that's not low either. But when we're back up over a trillion, and then we tack on these spending plans such as the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, how has anybody taken any basic economics of how federal government works? When you see, you pass something like the Inflation Reduction Act, and all it is new spending with borrowed money, and that just contributes to more to the inflation because you got more dollars being either taken out of the available money supply or more dollars being printed by the federal government because it wants to inject all this now less, you know, devalued money into the economy, thinking that's going to help. It doesn't help with inflation. You see your prices of anything going down. Fuel has finally settled out. Looks like it's a high $4 range. Well, we shouldn't be content. Like, oh, at least it's not $6 anymore. No, we need to get fuel back down to $2.99, and then other luckier states, no, they're at $1.99. You know? So, government spending is not helping us have lower inflation. We have to get a handle on having negative, you know, don't balance. And if we start doing that, then you're not increasing the debt ceiling. But you'll see what the caterwauling will be over trying to actually balance the budget. Just the reductions we're making in the this debt ceiling, which we had several pieces. One most obvious one that you'll like to hear is that there was around $60 billion of so-called leftover COVID relief money that hasn't been spent yet. Somehow they haven't divvied that out. So we're going to capture that and pull that back in and say, hey, we're pulling that off the table to be spent on whatever, because people see all these dollars and say, hey, I got an idea for how we can spend that. It has really nothing to do with, you know, giving people COVID medication or whatever it was. But the Democrats, they were caterwauling over that. We got zero Democrat votes in the House for a bill that extends the debt ceiling for approximately a year and does some responsible things in trying to narrow government, really at the rate of spending that was going on in 2022. It still even allows an increase in spending of 1% per year, not 5%, not 6%, not 8%, not 10%. You know, so I just thought it was a pretty decent compromise, and we got zero votes in the House, so it goes over to the Senate. But you know what it does, Ted, is at least it brings them to the table, because they've been stonewalling Speaker McCarthy and our negotiating team from even meeting with us. Finally, after it passed, Biden says, okay, come on over to the White House, we'll hash this out. Because Schumer wasn't doing anything over in the Senate either. So, you know, here's where we are.
It is amazing to me that Democrats vote in lockstep, right? I mean, it's really one of their strengths as far as power goes, is they vote in lockstep. They don't think about anything. It must be the easiest job in the planet to be in the Democratic side of the House up there in Washington, because they don't have to think about anything. All they ask is, how's my Democratic neighbor voting? Oh, that's how I'll vote too. They probably don't even read the legislation before they vote on it. It's just how they do it. And of course, that means nobody's thinking. That means Chuck Schumer's thinking, and the rest of them are thinking.
Other than what they're sneaking in there and say, hey, fine with me, because they don't seem to care about debt. They don't seem to care about anything hot. So, you know, I mean, we had four Republicans who couldn't hold their nose and vote for the bill. They four voted against. So it was a bare, I think, two votes, got out by two votes. So, you know, Republicans, we fight amongst ourselves over the concepts, which is good. I mean, it's a healthy debate.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how things
sometimes
are designed.
Sometimes people do wonder, why don't you guys hold together a little tighter on that, you know? And I can't explain other than, you know, the speaker isn't going to tell any of us individually what to do, and nobody should tell us, because we're duly elected to our district. Now, it's smart to pull together as a team. You can accomplish things. So there's a bit of a tension between, playing team ball or as the Dems are more likely to just going lockstep versus expressing your own, dissatisfaction with how a bill's looking. So that's something I'm always weighing myself. But this one here, this is the one we passed out of the House, is basically a good solid starting point to go to the Senate and say, hey, we've done our job. We got something on the table. If you care to negotiate, fine, let's do that. If you care to put ours out, even better. But to just sit there and stonewall and say, oh, we're not talking to you unless we get exactly what we want, it shows the American public and the press, if they'll even cover it, that the House did a job and gave it to them to start a negotiation instead of the stonewalling. So, again, here we are.
And, of course, the narrative is the cuts that you guys wrote into your plan are going to, you know, cut off Social Security and, you know, stop, Medicare and do all this kind of stuff. And, of course, I know that's not true. But
no, it's not spelled that way at all. It's
right.
It's a little more general in, you know, us sitting down and going through the negotiation process where you go line by line, by item, and saying, should we fund this, should we fund that? But the Dems, their playbook is so tired. It's always, you know, at the election time, let's see, we're getting killed on how our economic plan's working. So let's talk about abortion.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cutting Social Security out the door, you know, whatever. That's all they seem to have is when, you know, I mean, the 2 years of Biden was a failure. So in 2022, we're looking at, well, we got to you ought to see a pretty strong red wave for people that are tired of this nonsense. But, you know, they obfuscated it with spending all the time talking about the Supreme Court finally ruling that Roe v. Wade shouldn't have been made by a court, but should be done legislatively as per the Constitution, you know. And so, but they wailed on that, and, you know, the worst part is a portion of the public bought into that, you know. So if the public is going to just listen to these
low-information voters, that's what we call them, right? Low-info voters. They just don't know. They get what they get off the TV, you know, and they just don't. I mean, the Roe v. Wade thing made perfect sense to me, right? I understand it. It sends the what it really did was gave the states the ability to manage that, right? And didn't make any difference in California. You know, in California, it's just the same as it ever was.
Or even federally. If we want to pass a federal bill about that, then we're going to have a debate. And we're going to be passing it in the broad daylight, and everybody's going to see how everybody voted, right?
Sure, we can do that.
Supreme Court, you know, it only took 5 out of 9 on the Supreme Court. 5 people in black robes would have been enough to pass that back in 1973, and they're legislating from the court bench. They had to create a premise under some idea of privacy to do that. Well, you know what they're using for privacy now? You know, their privacy is being used as an excuse to not tell parents that their kids are being counseled in school to trade genders.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Like this deal happened down in Chico. Okay, that was
that's
the issue. This is to preserve a child's privacy. Well, here's what happened. This young girl in this case, 11 years old, went into the counselor to, you know, talk about things like you would with a counselor. And before she got out the door, they had decided, well, let's go ahead and give you a boy's name, and we're gonna go talk to your teacher in your class and introduce you now as a boy with a boy's name, because that's what you've basically, in my view, been coerced into thinking and saying after a counseling session. Her mom had no idea that was happening, and they, according to the law, they don't have to tell her for their interpretation of the law.
Unbelievable.
So there's a lot of nonsense there.
Unbelievable to me. And so I don't think there's probably one parent in that entire school that would vote for that, yet there were probably parents in that school.
Oh, there was. I went to one of the meetings. There are some... There's that element. I think it's more political for them than it's really.
Well, and you know that. Well, here's what bothers me about it, Doug. Here's what bothers me.
And then this is Chico Unified. They also had 3 teachers testifying in favor of that in front of their school board, too. And then 1 college professor who's awful can come in.
That is just sorry.
There, okay.
Just sorry.
It's out there.
It's out there. Doug, we got to take our next break. Hang on, and we'll come right back to you. I'm loving the conversation this morning, by the way, and I want to thank you again for calling in. I'll come back. We'll do the weather, and then we'll get back to our interview with our congressman, Mr. Doug LaMalfa. Reading Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Love that bump song. I think every time I've hosted this show, that bump song has been played. So I'm always going to associate that song with this radio station. I just love that song. I've always loved it. Thin Lizzy back in the 70s. Weather today, chance of showers, thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., high near 59. Tomorrow, high near 58. The chances of showers increases all weekend. So if you get a nice little spot in there that's cool, but not too sunny or hot, you can go out and do something active. I highly, highly, highly recommend that. I want to say good morning to, the organization that always, the company that always brings us the weather, and that is Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give Chuck a call, 365-3793. Good friend of ours and Free Fire Radio. Okay, we're back with, my good friend and a voice for us at the Capitol, Mr. Doug LaMalfa. Doug, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, sir. We were talking about, the way that the Democrats always vote in lockstep and nobody really thinks up there. You know, I'm just thankful that we have a voice, even though a small one, in California. And I know how hard you work to keep the California and lead in California, but also give us a voice in Washington. So thank you for that, Doug. And, of course, showing up at all our events, which I don't even know how you have the time to do it.
I was noticing your fandom of Thin Lizzy there, and I think that's a great song. But also they had one called Jailbreak, which I dare you to play at the next one in reflection of how California seems to be a jailbreak from the prisons with Gavin and the gang running out there. So what do you think?
I think we'll play that on the next commercial. We'll play Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy, okay, Christina? Yeah, I'll tell you what. The policies... you know, I don't even know how they get them passed, but they really, really have taxed our law enforcement. They've taxed our medical community. They've just really put a burden on the community and really taken the burden off of other organizations that should be bearing the brunt of our prisoners and our criminals.
Our county jails are housing their state prisoners.
Right.
Okay. You know, or a good portion of them. They're supposed to be getting reimbursed for it. They get reimbursed barely. And so they've really put the onus back on our sheriffs and our local DAs to try and figure out, well, what are they going to prosecute now? Because I don't know if they have the room to prosecute car theft. But they have a hard time figuring out what they're going to deal with because they don't have space because the state dumps them on them and the state closes down their own prisons. You know, so, yeah, it is a jailbreak. And, we're paying a big price, and you know all the San Francisco shutting down their large retailers and having bars up on all the.
Oh yeah, San Francisco is just a. I mean, it is a mess. I go down there about once a year, twice a year for something big, and it just always shocks me to see what is going on in that city, which was once the jewel of California. I mean,
it's a beautiful city.
The jewel.
What an amazing place.
Amazing. You know? Beautiful. Yeah, this, architecture.
But Ted, it's a 3-to-1 ratio Democrat majority in Sacramento in the legislature.
You're
they
right.
have enough to overcome a 3-to-1 margin vote. There's certain procedural votes. Most things, you know, that you want to override a veto, it's 2/3, or place something on the ballot, it's 2/3. They have enough to do 3/4 constitutional change. That you know, there's certain procedures that they can do for one down there. They are. They're seeing this crazy stuff come out of the legislature on limiting parents' rights and the stuff they want to push in schools. It's just, you know, I mean, this. We all have to live in this state. Until you decide not to, but we have to live with their rules and their craziness. And sometimes it gets knocked down in the courts with, you know, when they go too far constitutionally, which is often, but you know, it takes a long time to beat this stuff in court. So yeah, no wonder people are feeling just lost and desperate of trying to exist here.
And you know, I'm gonna stay probably. I mean, this is my home, right? My family's here. You're here. You know, Christina's here. Carl and Linda are here. I mean, I'm here. And, it's a beautiful state with beautiful people in it. I just feel like.
Farming in it. Actually, you may hear me jostling around a little bit. I'm actually doing some farm tasks right here this morning.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
As we're doing it here, keeping the, you know, just trying to stay out of this rain. But, you know, anyway. I can't really go anywhere if I want to continue the legacy of our, you know, fifth generation farming here that my kids and their cousins will be, you know. And someone has to do this anyway. Who's going to grow food if you don't? Nobody sticks it out. Are we just going to port it all? That's the
right
direction that they want to go to with these crazy mandates on energy and electric everything. You know, make it harder to, you know, setting aside. They want to set aside more and more lands of Central California in the valley and say, let's make, instead of farms, we'll make solar farms. Meanwhile, Ted, you've seen how much water they're dumping down the Trinity River from Trinity Lake?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to meet with BOR later today. Actually, we're going to be up and ready. And BOR, so, you know, what gives on this policy. Because there's so much water going down that stream. That it's actually laughing at the doorsteps of some of the homes on there. So that can't possibly, they call it the Trinity River Restoration Project. What are you restoring by putting so much water down the river that no fish could even, how could a fish benefit from that? Are they just trying to scour the whole river out of having any kind of gravel or silt with this massive water? It's just, you know, these are things that are made up that, I don't see where they have the scientific backing to say this is a great plan for the river long term, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just another example. Just another
oh, of
example.
Course. What scientific backing? They don't need that. They make up their own stuff, right? They make up their own reasons. And then if the scientific backing does not fit the narrative, that is not good science. I mean, they just toss it. They're just like, no, that doesn't work. We're going to find another one or just make it up as we go. So that is a real problem. But, you know, I like to focus on what we can do locally in our communities, to provide refuge for the people that are leaving these counties for, you know, because the policies like you're talking about. I mean, who would want to live in San Francisco? Really, who would want to live there? Major retailers are leaving.
Well, you know, Ted, it's even getting tougher to live in places like beautiful Siskiyou County. They got the cartels in there growing, you know, hundreds of these hothouses full of marijuana plants and such. And so you've got this whole illegal industry there, people just swamping the retail store. There, some of them are, you know, doing okay with selling regular everyday goods, these folks, or things to propagate marijuana with. But it makes it unlivable to live in our rural areas with stuff like that going on. Yet we have this loosey-goosey policy on marijuana, where it's still illegal federal. It's an illegal federal substance. You know, it has not been legalized. Now it's enforced depending on who's in charge, somewhat. So, and then to see it even sold storefront in our towns, okay. And I was appalled that Reading chose to say, well, let's bring these retailers into town on that. Couldn't believe that. The other ones around the district, too. Lassen County, they had a measure on that we helped fight to keep it out from going up there. This is bad stuff. This is bad stuff. And just say, oh, we'll get some revenue and we'll put it towards the police. Yeah, you're bringing a lot more problems in by having this in your downtown instead of at least keeping it outside. I hear the guys on the radio. I see all the stuff going on there. They're pushing this stuff, and this marijuana is much more powerful than anything your hippie uncle might have smoked back in the 70s. It's hurting people, and we're all just looking the other way on it.
Well, you know, I don't really. It seems to me that we really ended up with the beginning of this homeless issue about the same time that we started legalizing it now. I don't have an opinion on it either way as far as it being legal, because it doesn't really matter to me. It's not my business. But I do have an opinion on people.
On it because it's wrecking people. Okay?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I do have an opinion on what it does to people, right? And we need to put
money off of it is just no good.
Right, put a rope on it. Policy-wise, and say, look, here's what we're going to do, and we will not take people stepping out left or right, or, you know, but that happens all the time, you know. I mean, it happens all the time. I know Sheriff Johnson, when he took over when he was elected here, that's the first thing he did was, look, I'm going to eradicate, you know, illegal grows. And he did a pretty good job on it. I mean, I think he has done, I happen to know some, you know, I know people, some growers, and they packed up and left. Like, I'm not going to do that. There's other places in the state where I'm going to work. But yes, it does cause problems.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to help up in Siskiyou County on that. But when you squeeze the balloon here, it goes somewhere else. So staff needs to be equally strong on that and just keep pushing them until they just flat leave. And, you know, and they are seeing it because, you know, the price seems to have dropped for this stuff.
Yes, yes, it has.
And because it's, I don't know, it's a weird phenomenon, but bottom line, it is just one more thing that people should be aware of what it's doing to harm our way of life here. So the cities have their problems, but this becomes a suburban or problem with this being basically welcomed here, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. You know, I don't believe that, you know, I like you, hit the ground running every day with my boots on, right, making things happen. I just think that a low decriminalizing all drug use, which basically we've done because we don't have the time to deal with people who are sitting there openly doing drugs. There's no room in a jail. We don't have the cops to arrest them, right? I mean, if that was the case, we'd have cops doing nothing but picking up drug addicts off the street all day. So because we...
Well, look how bad Portland is. You know?
Right. That's what I'm talking about. And San Francisco, too.
And they legalized everything in Portland, or in Oregon, I mean.
And again, a jewel of a city. A jewel of a city, Portland, Oregon. I mean...
Yeah, one,
definitely. Yeah.
Beautiful city. Yeah. And really, I talk to people who live in Oregon now, and they're like, no, we don't go to Portland. Portland is not a city to us anymore. It's not a place to go and celebrate and be proud of how beautiful the city is and clean and all that. It is a, you know, it's a, basically, it's a drag. It's a, people laying around the streets and boarded up shops and, like you said, retailers leaving San Francisco. You know, of course, the narrative is not, the narrative for San Francisco is, well, they were going to leave anyway. That's not true. They were not going to leave. They'd love to do business in San Francisco. They just can't afford it.
Yeah, I mean, they do have their high rate of taxation and city fees and regulations and a lot of nonsense, too, besides that, that makes it harder and harder to do business. But most are willing to stick it out. Conventions don't want to do, excuse me, hold convention events there either much anymore.
So oh, right.
But they can just stand there and say, oh, this is fine. Enjoy it, but...
Well, at the end of the day, it's just important that we, every chance we get, we remind people how important it is to vote. Now, when you talk to people, you're talking to voters, people who vote. Me, Carl, everyone at the SCI dinner, right? When you go to these events, people are voters. What we need to do, what we need to do is get a funnel into the ear of those who don't think it matters. You know, we, California's lost anyway. You know, we, you know, that's the wrong answer. We need to get
what
the people
the
out there
want.
To vote. Right. That's exactly what they
the
want.
The guys wanting to give up because it makes it easy for them. We're here to at least make it hard for them. You know, put a football team on the field.
Right.
Make them come through you to try and get a touchdown. Okay.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you win, or at least you fight hard enough, long enough, and enough other team members join you that you do start winning. You know,
absolutely.
So I don't give up. I'm not letting them take my farm without a fight. You know, so
that's right.
No one else should either. No one else should either.
Well, and the other thing that they need to understand is, if they want to make change, it starts in their district. It starts in their city. It starts wherever they're at. Yeah, sure. We can't, you know, at a national level, we've got a lot of good states behind us that, you know, that will vote, vote for common sense, right? Sometimes it's change, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is common sense. But
well, the current assault is on Texas. Turn it into a blue state. You know?
Right.
So
I
Ted
saw
Cruz
that.
Is up this time. So Ted Cruz is going to have a battle. You know, that it shouldn't be easy. I mean, it should be easier for him, but it probably won't be easy.
No.
You know, 24 is the most important election ever. Every election is the most important ever because the stakes keep getting higher each time. And the left is more and more aggressive on advancing crazy policy on global warming, climate change, our schools, this LGBT and trans business that they're pushing on minors, you know. And using CO2 as a weapon, you know. I mean, I'll remind your listeners, carbon dioxide is only 0.04%, not less than 0.5%, less than 0.1%. It's 0.04% of our atmosphere. It's gone up from 0.03 to 0.04, and carbon is a necessary building block of all life.
Of course.
So these guys are manipulating this to find another way to control our lives and take away our gas stoves and our cars and everything else by using this largely a hoax they've created. So, you know, you got to be strong, folks. And I'm speaking strongly here because I'm seeing it. It's looking bad what's coming at us here.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to get involved. You know, if I wish I had another hour with you because I'd love to talk about the circus on the border. Yeah, so we got about 45 seconds. Doug, always a pleasure talking to you. I know you take the time out of your day to call in and inform our listeners about what's going on, and I look forward to seeing you at the next event. Wherever
right.
that may be, I'll come over and shake your hand and buy you a coffee. How's that sound?
Right. And in the meantime, look out for that jailbreak.
Yeah. We'll play jailbreak at the break that we're getting ready to come up on right now in about 15 seconds. All right. See you,
Take
Doug.
Care.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right. So, got about 15 seconds. I want to wish everybody a happy, happy weekend. Go do something great. Hug your kids. You don't know, what tomorrow's going to bring. As Carl likes to say, there's the good guys and the bad. Which one are you? Ted Leidy, Free Fire Radio, signing off for the weekend. Christina, thank you very much for all you did for the last 2 days. Keeping me on track, and I look forward to hearing some of that Thin Lizzy jailbreak. All right. You guys take care and have a great weekend.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.